Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, everyone. If you ever feel anxious, you know, you're not alone.
Yeah.
Anxiety can be tough, but the good news is that you can recover.
Absolutely.
And today we're going to dive into some advice from anxiety expert Sean Kasam.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
He shares his own story and gives us some clear steps on how to actually get better.
I love his work.
I think you'll find some aha moments in this deep dive and maybe even feel a little lighter by the end.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing how many people with anxiety feel stuck even when they know what they should be doing.
Right.
It's often about recognizing those hidden habits and changing the mindsets that keep us, you know, in that cycle of anxiety.
Okay. So I'm ready to break free from that cycle.
Yeah.
What are some of those habits that Sean talks about?
Well, Sean explains that anxiety is more about what we do than what we feel.
Okay.
It's like we react to our anxious feelings in ways that actually trap us further.
He makes a comparison to getting punched in the arm.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's not about just saying, ouch. It's about what you do next to avoid getting punched again.
Right.
So how does this apply to anxiety?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Think about it this way. When we get anxious, we try to fix it or fight it off, but that just keeps our bodies on high alert, like we're always ready for danger. It's exhausting.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. We're stuck in this pattern of trying to escape the anxiety, and it backfires. Sean calls this the anxiety cycle, right?
Exactly. And the first step to breaking free is self-awareness.
Self-awareness. That sounds a bit complicated. What does Sean really mean by that, and how does it help with anxiety?
It's simpler than it sounds. It's not about judging yourself. It's about noticing what you're doing when you feel anxious. You're basically becoming a detective of your own reactions. This helps you see those patterns that are keeping you stuck.
So if I feel anxious and I immediately reach for my phone to distract myself, that's something to be aware of.
Precisely. Or let's say you try to meditate to make the anxiety disappear, but instead of focusing on your breath, you're criticizing your thoughts and getting frustrated that you can't quiet your mind. Sean points out that many people use meditation the wrong way, as another way to control or escape the anxiety.
Wow, I've totally been there. Okay, so self-awareness is about noticing these patterns without judging them. What's the next step in breaking free from this cycle?
The next habit Sean talks about is taking responsibility.
Taking responsibility for my anxiety. That sounds a little scary. Does that mean it's my fault I have anxiety?
Not at all. Taking responsibility isn't about blame. It's about recognizing what you can control, which is how you respond to the anxiety. It's about your ability to respond to your responsibility.
Responsibility. I like that.
Yeah.
So it's not about controlling the anxiety itself, but controlling how I react to it.
Exactly. Sean talks about how easy it is to feel like a victim of anxiety, like it's just happening to us and we can't do anything about it.
Yeah, I get that. It's like saying, poor me, why is this happening to me?
But here's the thing. That victim mentality keeps us stuck. It prevents us from taking action. It keeps our focus on things we can't control instead of empowering us to change what we can.
Okay, I see how self-awareness and taking responsibility are connected. So I'm becoming aware of my reactions and I'm taking responsibility for my responses. What's the third habit Sean talks about?
The third habit is letting go, which can be the toughest one because it seems counterintuitive.
Letting go. So you mean it's not about trying harder to control my anxiety?
Because that's what I've always...
Ease, like Sean suggests, that anxiety recovery is actually about the opposite. It's about learning to trust that things will be okay.
Trusting that things will be okay. That's a big one, especially when my mind and body are telling me otherwise.
Absolutely. Sean says it's like learning to trust a higher power, even if you don't believe in one. It's about believing that you'll get through this, even if you don't know how right now.
Absolutely. Sean says it's like learning to trust a higher power, even if you don't believe in one. It's about believing that you'll get through this, even if you don't know how right now. He also uses this helpful image of letting your anxiety be the passenger, not the driver.
Oh, I love that image. It's like saying, okay, anxiety, you can come along, but you don't get to decide where we go.
Exactly. It's about accepting that you might still have anxious feelings, but those feelings don't have to control your life.
This is all making sense, but it feels like a big change in how I think about and deal with anxiety.
It is a big change, but it can also be incredibly freeing. And Sean emphasizes that you don't have to do this alone. He talks about the importance of finding a guide in your recovery journey.
A guide? Like a therapist or a counselor?
It could be, but it doesn't have to be someone with a specific title. It's about finding someone who has been through this themselves, someone who really understands what you're going through and can show you that recovery is possible, someone who's walked the path and come out stronger on the other side.
This deep dive is already giving me so much to think about. I'm starting to realize that anxiety recovery is as much about changing our mindset as it is about dealing with the symptoms.
That's a great insight. It's about changing your relationship with anxiety, not trying to eliminate it completely, and having a guide can make that process so much easier. So we're talking about how important it is to find a guide, someone who can support us on this journey of changing our relationship with anxiety.
Yes, and I'm curious to hear more about how we actually find a guide and what that relationship looks like.
Well, Sean emphasizes that the best guides are people who have walked the path themselves. They truly understand what you're going through because they've been there.
That makes sense. It's like finding a mentor who has already traveled the road you're on.
Exactly. They can offer insights and support that come from their own experience. This guide could be a therapist, a counselor, a support group leader, or even a friend or family member who has successfully navigated their own anxiety recovery.
So we should look for people who have a healthy relationship with their anxiety and ask them about their journey.
That's a great place to start. Don't be afraid to be open and share your own struggles. You might be surprised how many people are willing to help and share their experiences.
That's really encouraging to hear. Okay, so finding a guide is the first step. What about those other habits we talked about? How can we start cultivating self-awareness, taking responsibility, and letting go?
These habits are all connected. When you start working on one, it naturally strengthens the others. For example, self-awareness is the foundation.
Right. Because if we don't acknowledge something, we can't change it.
Exactly. And remember, self-awareness isn't about judging yourself. It's simply about noticing your thoughts, feelings, and actions without labeling them as good or bad.
It sounds helpful. But how do we actually do that? Do we need to meditate or keep a journal?
Those can be useful tools, but you don't need to overcomplicate things. Start by paying attention to what's happening within you. Notice what triggers your anxiety. What are your usual reactions? Do you withdraw from others? Do you get angry? Do you try to distract yourself?
It sounds like we're becoming detectives of our own minds and bodies, just observing without judgment.
Exactly. It's like mindfulness. You're tuning into the present moment without judging yourself. And the more you practice this, the more easily you'll start to see the patterns that are keeping you stuck. That awareness is what gives you the power to start making different choices.
Which brings us to taking responsibility. Once we see our patterns, we can choose different responses.
Precisely. It's about recognizing that while we can't always control our thoughts and feelings, we can control how we react to them.
So instead of spiraling into a panic attack when I feel that familiar tightness in my chest, I can take some deep breaths and remind myself that this is just anxiety and it will pass.
That's a great example. And over time, these small conscious choices will start to change your relationship with anxiety.
Okay. I'm feeling a little more hopeful already. But letting go still feels like a big challenge. How do we even start to do that?
Letting go is about surrendering to the present moment, accepting what is without trying to change it.
That sounds really hard. Is it even possible?
It's definitely a practice and it takes time. But think of it this way. Fighting anxiety only makes it stronger. It's like wrestling a pig in the mud. You both get dirty, but the pig enjoys it.
I love that analogy. So instead of resisting the anxiety, we can try to accept it.
Exactly. And remember, acceptance doesn't mean you like it or want it. It just means you acknowledge that it's there without judgment.
That's a really important difference. So we're not giving up or giving in. We're simply choosing not to fight.
You got it. And as you practice acceptance, you'll find that anxiety loses its grip. It's like a bully. The more you react, the more power it has. But when you stop engaging, it eventually backs down.
That's powerful imagery. So self-awareness helps us see our patterns taking responsibility, gives us the power to choose different responses, and letting go allows us to detach from the anxiety.
That's a great way to put it. And remember, these habits work together. The more you practice one, the easier it becomes to practice the others.
This is starting to feel less overwhelming and more like a journey I can actually take.
That's the spirit. And remember, you don't have to go it alone. Finding a guide can make all the difference.
Absolutely. We've talked about reaching out to people we admire, those who seem to have a healthy relationship with their anxiety. But what if we're feeling really stuck and don't know where to turn?
That's a great question. There are actually many resources available to help people find support. And we can dive into those after a quick break.
So we're back. And yeah, I'm glad we're talking about these additional resources.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people, you know, feel lost when it comes to finding support for anxiety.
You're absolutely right. It can feel overwhelming. You just don't know where to start.
Right.
But there are so many resources available now, more than ever before.
Okay, that is good news. So where can people start looking?
Well, there are tons of online forums and support groups, you know, where you can connect with others who are going through the same things as you.
Yeah.
Sharing experiences and knowing that you're not alone, that can be so helpful.
It's like finding your people, right?
Exactly. A community of people who get it.
Yeah.
And many of these online spaces, they really offer that sense of belonging and support, which can be so important when you're feeling isolated.
That makes a lot of sense. What about beyond online communities? What other resources are out there?
Oh, there's a ton. You can find books, podcasts, articles, all offering advice and coping strategies.
Right.
I think the key is to find resources that really resonate with you.
Yeah.
The ones that speak to your specific needs and experiences.
It makes sense that what works for one person might not work for another.
Exactly.
So you just got to find what feels right for you.
Exactly. And don't forget about professional help.
Right.
Therapists, counselors, psychiatrists, they can provide evidence-based treatments like CBT or even medication if you need it.
I think there can still be a stigma around seeking professional help.
Yeah.
But it really is a sign of strength and self-care.
Absolutely. It takes so much courage to reach out for help, and a professional can offer personalized support and guidance.
That's a good point. So we've talked about online communities, books and articles and professional help. What about things we can do on our own to manage anxiety?
Well, you know, lifestyle changes can make a huge difference.
Like what?
Simple things like regular exercise, a balanced diet, getting enough sleep,
yeah,
all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It's important for everyone's health, but especially for people dealing with anxiety.
Right.
Stress and lack of sleep can actually make those anxiety symptoms worse.
Yeah.
So taking care of your physical health is a huge part of taking care of your mental health.
Yeah, it's all connected. What about relaxation techniques? Do those help?
They can be super helpful.
Okay.
Things like yoga, meditation, deep breathing exercises, they can calm your nervous system and give you that sense of peace.
Yeah, it's like giving your mind and body a break.
Right.
From all that constant tension and worry.
Exactly. The key is to find what works best for you, what helps you feel grounded.
Right. So this deep dive has been so insightful. I feel like we've learned so much.
Me too.
About the root causes of anxiety and challenged some common misconceptions about it.
For sure.
And even discovered some practical steps we can take towards recovery.
Absolutely. And we talked about the importance of finding a guide.
Yeah, someone who can support us on this journey.
Yeah, and we explored all these resources that can help.
To everyone listening who is struggling with anxiety, just remember, you're not alone.
You're definitely not alone.
Recovery is possible.
Yes, it is.
There is hope for you.
Absolutely.
It might feel like a really long and winding road.
Yeah.
But you don't have to travel it alone. Reach out, connect with others, and take that first step toward healing.
Recovery is in your hands, like Sean says.
You have the power to break free from the anxiety cycle, to reclaim your life, and to live a life that feels full and meaningful. So what's one small step you can take today to move towards recovery? Maybe it's reaching out to a friend, joining a support group, or trying one of those relaxation techniques we talked about. Whatever it is, take action. You've got this.